Mishnah, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah Yutes. Zok the Mishnah. Kol mi sheyesh bi yadai shloisha dvarim halalu is mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu. Shloisha dvarim acherim, see what they are. Shloisha dvarim acherim mitalmidov shel Bilam Harash. What are the three things which categorize one as Talmidim of Avraham Avinu? Ayin Teva, Ruach Nemucha. Ayin Teva is that you're not mekanin the next person and you're good at what somebody else has. Ruach Nemucha, V'nefesh Shvela, types of anivas. So if you have Ayin Teva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shvela, Mitamidav shel Avraham Avinu. Meidach Kisa, who attends Camp Bilam. So shel Bilam Arah. So what's that? Ayin Ra, Ruach Gvaya, v'Nefesh Rechava. The opposite. So Ayin Teiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Feila. That's Tamidav shel Avraham Avinu, and the hepech ein ro ruach gvoya nefesh rechov is mitamidav shel Bilam Harash. Ma bein talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Now this one is talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Oichlim ba'ilam azev and oichlim lo'ilam abo. That's what it does. And Bilam is whatever. Lasemis is ma'ir apash the shayla and says a ma'ir dika yosei, which is very negative. He's ma'ir bishleim. What is that? Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu means it's something that has to be learned, right? Talmidov for somebody means it's something that you learn from Avraham Avinu how to be an Ayin Teiva. You learn from Avraham Avinu how to be a Ruach Nemucha. You learn from Avraham Avinu how to be a Nefesh Feil. So there, Bishleim there, Zok Tesvas Emes, I understand why it's called me Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu. To be a Balgaiva, a Ruach Gvaya, a Ayin Ra, you don't need a Rebbe for that. You don't need a Rebbe for that. You don't have to be me Talmidov Shel Bilam for such a thing. Leave a person to his own base midas, right? So he'll be a Mushchas. He'll be a Mushchas. You don't need a Rebbe for Hashchasa. L'chayra. So Bishleim, a Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu, these are milas that you have to work on, you have to learn. So there's Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu. So just say, this is Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu. If not, you're going to be as bad as, you could end up being as bad as Bilam. But the idea, the concept of Talmidav Shel Bilam, L'chair, is, it doesn't apply over here. It's an interesting ha'ara, beautiful ha'ara. He says, Amayridike Yisayid. This is, I'm quoting what he says. Ach, ki gam harishoyim, Machniim Atzmam. The Rishayim also prava anivis. V'harei Omar. What did Bilam say? Bilam said, "Imitan limloi beisay. Everything you're going to give me, all the wealth and everything, I can't do anything. I have to do what the Rabbi Yishlam said." Right? Bilam's a tzaddik. Bilam's coming to say, right? Bilam is what? What's the show? What's the message Bilam wants to give you? There's a double message going on over here. What's the message Bilam wants to give you? I'm an onuf. I'm subservient. I'm misbattled to the Rabbi Nishalalim Ki'ilu, right? No matter what you give me, I can't veer from what the Rabbi Nishalalim says at Ki'ilu. Tzadik. What does Rashi say in that pasuk? Rashi says in that pasuk, there you see that Bilam's taiva for mammon. Right? Why? Bilam said, Im yitenli kolem, but what are you talking about all that? I'm misbattled to the Rabbi Nishalalim because I'm misbattled to the Rabbi Nishalalim. But what's he saying? Be'etzem, I am such a chash of a person. I am such a chash of a person that's magia li all the money in the world, right? But ich ben aronov, I have to listen to the Rabbi Nishal. Part of the show of gaiva is the anivus, right? Part of the, what do you call? You know, not only am I the richest guy on the block, I'm also the biggest onov on the block. Right? Not only am I the smartest guy here, I'm also the biggest onov. Right? That's what Bilam said. Zoktus Vasemis, that Bilam, there's something, that person will be a mushchas without a Rebbe. You don't have to be Talmidov Shel Bilam. What did Bilam do? Bilam perfected the abuse of it. What did Bilam do? Bilam was able to use Anivus, right, as a show, as a chelik of his gaiva. You use the same things. There's real Anivus and fake Anivus. Right? To fake Anivus in such a way, how to do that? That's Talmid of Shel Bilam. That's Talmid of Shel Bilam. It's not Talmid of Shel Bilam to be a mushchis, right? But Talmid of Shel Bilam who can be a mushchis and put on a show like a tzaddik, right? That's Bilam. That's Talmid of Shel Bilam. Let's look at this Vasemis. Let's look at this Vasemis. That his whole anivus gamze nechshav etzli lechshivus laKadosh Baruch Hu mashu machnia atzma yafshu choshuv meoid. The whole Anivus is only because there's an end in it, something's in it, an agenda. He has a thing that this thought, maybe he'll show Anivus and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will say, oh, very nice, and then he'll give him and then he'll be able to be a bigger Balgaiva. And he'll get more. It's all to an end. So there's Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu and it's Taka. You need Talmidov, that's the title of Talmidov Shel Bilam HaRosh. Where does this come from? So this is a yesod, it's an idea which is throughout the parsha. In the beginning of the parsha, so the Medrash Rabbah says as follows: Zeh shomer akosuv, atzur tamim paol like yichol drachav mishpat. Everything the Eibushter does is all oisge cheshbon. Lo hiniach hakadosh baruch hu loiv dekechavim pisvim pelos idlovay. The Eibushter did not leave any loose ends. He did not leave a pischin peh for the goyim lasid lovoi to loymar ato rechachtonu, that you were merachik us, you didn't give us equal opportunity. Ma'o asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Rabbeinu Shalom do? Whatever he gave Klal Yisrael, he gave them. Kishem shehemid melochim v'chachomim u'neviim l'Yisrael. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave melochim, chachomim, neviim l'Yisrael, kach hemid loiv dekechovim. But it's interesting. He says Malachim Chachamim Neviim. The examples he gives, he talks about money in here also, and Nevu and Chachma. We'll see. But whatever. But he means whatever he gave. Okay, whatever he gave. The examples he gives. Hamid Shloima HaMelech Al Yisrael Val Kol Haaretz. Shloima HaMelech was a Melech. Was the Melech over everything more than David. That's why I picked Shloima, not David. Right, so he gave Malchus to both, and let's see how it played out. Right? How did this one use the Malchus that was given to him? And how did this one use the Malchus that was given to him? Sebona Beis Hamikdash, V'omar Renonos V'Tachanunim, was Meshabeach and Mespalel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, meaning he was Marbek V'Yit Shamayim. V'zehi Chrivay, and the other one used his Malchus, the contrary, to destroy it. V'chira V'Gidev. Next, Nosan LeDovid Oisher, he throws an Oisher also. He gave wealth to David HaMelech, extreme wealth. What did he do with the money? V'lokach HaBayis Lishmoy, he bought thing for the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So again, he gave it to him. It was used to be Marbek V'Yit Shamayim. Nosan LeHaman Oisher, LeUmazeh, he gave. Don't say the Goyim didn't have. Haman also had Oisher. Let's see what he did with it. Kol gedula shenotlu Yisrael, every gedula, every koyach that you see that you find that Klal Yisrael got at meitzah shenotlu umas kayaitzabay. Hamid Moshe li Yisrael, his ma'amid Moshe Rabbeinu Anovi li Yisrael, ubilam loiv dekechovim. Re'ei ma bein neviyei Yisrael and neviyei Yakum. Gibakuk, take a look what the difference is between them. Neviyei Yisrael, Mazhirinus Yisrael Mino Averis, etc. The Novi Sha'omad Minagoyim Hamid Pirza La'abed Esabrias Mino Oilam. Right? Viloyoid, Elishakola Neviyim Hoyu Bemidas Arachmim Al Yisrael, Vishalev de Kechovim, not like that. Vize Achzori Omad Lakor Umashleima Chinom Aloy Dover. Lekach nichtav parshas Bilam lohidia lama silik hakadosh baruch hu ruach hakodesh ma'evde kechovim. Because look what they did. So the point of this whole medrash is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam matzur tamim pa'aloi, equal opportunity. Every opportunity he gave the Yid, instruction he gave them. So they shouldn't come with tithes. So they shouldn't come with tithes. Now, maybe one would ask, let's say, it's still a tithe. Why? Who did you give it to? Right? You gave it to animals, right? You gave it to mushchosim. So you put it in the hands of mushchosim. So why isn't it? The answer here, so that's still, they still have a taina. You know, if we would have been Jews, then we would have had it too. Right? That's not a taina. That's a mistake. Because what did the goyim want? The goyim didn't want to be eaten. They're not asking there to be eaten. They want to be goyim. Right? They want to be goyim. But you gave Klal Yisrael the opportunity to perfect itself, to use this thing. You gave them the koyach. What are these three things, by the way? The three things are nevuah / chachman, one malchus and oisher. These are three things, the three symbols of power. Right? What gives a person a koyach to be mashpia, a koyach to do? Malchus, the melech, right? By virtue of the fact that he's a melech, he has a koyach to influence, but he has a koyach to do things, right? To affect things in the world. Oisher, with his money, he has an effect. I'm not talking about the day he has because of the Oisher, but that's, put that aside. But just with the Oisher itself, you have a day to change things. You can do things. You can use, what are you going to use the wealth for? Right? You can use it for good things to be a day in the world. So you know, if you have unlimited resources, so you have unlimited potential to do things in the world. A chacham or a navi also has a tremendous, because of his chachma, his havana of what's going on, so he also has a tremendous koyach, and people look to him for aitzes, how to fix the world, how to, what the world needs. Those are three symbols of like big koyaches that a person has to give him the opportunity to affect the world, right, to affect the world around him. Now, the goyim didn't want to be eaten. There's a basic distinction between a goy and a yid. That wasn't their time. A yid is mizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalela, right? A yid has the neshama elokis. A goy doesn't. A goy is a goy. They're not asking, why aren't we Jews? They're asking, why didn't you give us goyim? Why didn't you give us this? And if you would have given us this, we would have been different people. We would have been better people. One can rise to those levels not only because he's a Jew. One rises because you have these things, these kelim at your disposal. Give us those kelim and we'll also be wonderful people. So Rabbi Nishalev says, yeah, okay, then, all right, that makes sense. And he gave it to them, and they said, let's see, how did it play? How did that work for you? Right? The Yidden were marbek v'chamayim al kol tzad v'shal, every step of the way. With all the dugmas, the medrash gives. The guy messed things up, were machrev olamis every step of the way. What's the message? The message is, the chisorin is not the possession or the lack of power. The question is, do you use it or do you abuse it? That's the chiluk. What do you do? It's not what you have. It's what do you do with what you have. That's the yisayt over here. It's the yisayt in life. What do you do with what you have? The Klal Yisrael comes from the vantage point that we're here to be marbek v'yid shamayim. We're here to be mizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalel. If who you are is that you're mizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalelim, nothing is yours, everything's here for the Rabbi Nishalelim. So every kayach that you're given, you will utilize that kayach to be marbek v'yid shamayim. So you're utilizing it for what it's meant to be used. Wonderful. But the goy is not mizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalelim. The mitzias of a goy is me. He knows three people in the world. Me, myself, and I. Those are the three people the guy knows. Everything's, it's all about me. Myself and I. It's all about us. The three of us. That's all that. So every kayach that he's given is just for whatever whim. What can I do for me with this? Right? If it's for me, what? If it's for me, so then this guy's getting in my way. Right? So I'll use my money, I'll have a hit put on him by the mafia and get rid of him, bad off him up over here. He is messing up my world. Right? If you're misbattle to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, you use the kaychas. If you're misbattle to yourself, it's all about you, so then you abuse the kaychas. That's the point of the medrash. That's back, what's Talmidov Shel Bilam and Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu? What's the Torah that you're being taught from Avraham Avinu to be Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu? Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Feila. What's that Torah? That Torah is your Mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Your Mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. You possess these. That's the Shoyrish of these Midas. That's Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu. How do you get to Bilam? What's Bilam? Like we said, the Svasemis touched up, the beautiful Svasemis touched up. You perfect the even things which are good, like Anivis, you're also using them for Gaivadika purposes. You're abusing what you have, right? Where does that come from? That comes from Talmid of Shel Bilam, comes from this Goyim. That where you're coming from, it's about me. It's not about being misbattled to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's about me. If everything's about me, that's where the Ayin Gvoya comes from. That's where the Nefesh Gvoya comes. That's where everything comes from. It comes because it's all about me. If it's all about me, that's where all the destruction comes from. So then nothing is of any value except for what I want. This Martcha guy decide, makes me feel bad, makes Haman feel bad. Right? So you know what? Let's get rid of him. And while we're getting rid of him, let's get rid of all the Jews together. Let's get rid of everybody. Why not? I have money, I have power. So I could do that. Why, anything, whatever's good for me, I could do. I is destroying the world? Well, that's not my business. That's not my business. In different words, everything that you have, if you're coming from Ratzon of Avedus Abayre and to be misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, that's Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. If you're coming from an agenda, that's Talmid of Shel Bilam. That's Talmid of Shel Bilam. Now, this has other effects. It's very interesting. There's a mile of this Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu comes with very interesting benefits. Bilam says, Lahibit Ovin B'Yakov, Lahira Omel B'Yisrael, Hashem Elei Kavim. So the Chedusharim teaches a beautiful thing here. He says, there's a quote from how they bring it from him, Likutayrim. Afsha Adam Nichshal Be'eza Avera. Even a person is nichshal in an avera, ein Hashem yizbara chayshev leizeh lechet. The Rabbeinu Shalom does not consider it a chet for him. Im Hashem elei kov imoy. He says, look, if he's a person that Hashem elei kov imoy, he's going together with the Rabbeinu Shalom, he mizbatal with the Rabbeinu Shalom, so even if samachzach amol that he does an avera, the Eibishter, it doesn't, is makel with him. Why? Shehu nisher b'malch dovuk b'malch shamayim gam lahabo ki ha'oifen b'zeh ein hachet ele begeder mikre bilvad. If a person is dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom and ein tzadik baratza sheyasa tov leyechta, and it comes out that he does an achet, he does an avera, so the avera is mikri, because who you are is your dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom b'mikre you did achet. So then it's treated to you as if it's only as a mikri, that you did it a chet. It's not that you defiled, that you're pegeya in your etzem mahus. So if the person is nizbat, you could do. A person has a yetzahar, you could be nichshal here, there. Then the Eivishter looks at it with an ayin toiva. The Eivishter looks at it. Nisha dovu gumach shamayim ki b'oifen hazeh ein achet ele begeder mikra bilvadu bli sofik arei hu chayzer miyad b'tshuva. He'll be chayzer, because who he is he's mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. She'im ha'malchus shamayim nish'eres, because if he stays dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, there's malchus shamayim zok t'chdusherim. Ein ho avera oiser roishim. She'iyye lo idveikus b'Hashem yizbarach shalei yinatikus atzmei me'ol malchus shamayim. He'll stay like that. What's the yisod? If you're mitamidei Avraham Avinu, and you're dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, you're mizbatal to the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, will you be perfect? No. But if the mahus of who you are is, you have that mila of Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu, that you're dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then it's a person dovuk, then the chet is mikri. That's a very interesting yisayah. And that's the koyach, furthermore, that's the koyach of Klal Yisrael against the goyim, is Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. Gufa, that nefesh feila, ayin nemucha, Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, that's Gufa de Kayach, that's Gufa the Kayach Keneged the Goyim, because you misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so then you, it's not your power, it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom take care of you. It's a Mefurish Abilam. It's a Mefurish Abilam, not Mefurish. It's almost a Mefurish Abilam. It's not Bilam, really. It says, what do you call it? What does it say? said, what happened to Bilam? Bilam's going on his donkey, and it says, Vayisiyatzev Malach Hashem l'satan loy. L'satan to who? To Bilam, to mess up Bilam. Right? So Malach Hashem came l'satan to mess up Bilam. Mikayach, what does a Malach Hashem come to the satan? Satan is Rashi Tevis, the second word of those things. So the sin of satan is Nefesh Fela. The Tes is Ayin Toiva, and the Nun is Ruach Nemucha. With the Kayach of Avram Avinu, Nefesh Fela, so she and sin is the same. Ayin Toiva, that's Tes, and Ruach Nemucha, right? Shfela, Toiva, Nemucha, Satan. That's Vayitziyatzev Malach Hashem leSatan loy, to mess up Bilam. The Kayach against Bilam is this Talmid of Shel Avram Avinu. Is these 3 miles of Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Fela, and Ein Taiva. Those are the Kaychas against them. What did the Mishnah say? Back to the Mishnah we started with. Then what happens to Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu? They're Neichlim L'Olam Haba. They're Neichlim L'Olam Haba. Neichlim, the Sfasemes brings from the Baal Shem Tov. What's neichlim is miloshen like you have nachal. It's a loshen of a nachal. What is a nachal? You draw water, there's a makar of water, and you bring it from that thing into here. What is neichlim? What does it say? Eichlim ba'ilam hazev and neichlim la'ilam haba. The tachlis in this world is to create from this world a nachal that leads to ilam haba. You make it that you draw your megala in this world. Here the ruchni is behelim, the ruchni is nister. Right? The person takes through mitzvahs and Torah and being dovukim to Rabbeinu Shalom and marbek v'chamayim. Your megala, the ruchni is over here. You're paving a road which will lead to olam haba. That's neichlim l'olam haba. In olam hazeh, you're making the nachal. You're building the road which will lead to olam haba. That's Tamidov, so we spoke about Tamidov Shel Avraham Avinu and what comes out of it. It's the Kayach Keneged the Goyim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam Achet is Mikri. But the aside, the difference that we spoke about between Tamidov Shel Avraham Avinu and Tamidov Shel Bilam is everybody has Be'etzim, makes decisions, right? Some people. Everybody makes decisions for themselves. Some people have to give eitzes and make decisions for other people. Right? So it has to be, one has to be very careful whether it's giving an eitzah to somebody else or giving an eitzah to himself and making a decision. You are given the kayach, whatever it is, or any kayach that you have. You have to use it, don't abuse it. Right, to use it means if you're coming from a hisbatlus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and then you're using it for Kvod Shamayim, then that's the right. Somebody comes to ask an Eitzah, the Eitzah, or you ask yourself, you're trying to figure something out, there's only one way. Is this what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants? With no agenda. A person who gives an Eitzah because what's good for the person, and good is Torah and Kvod Shamayim, what's good, that's an Eitzah, that's Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. You know, you don't have to be a goy to be Talmid of Shel Bilam. Somebody who gives an eitzah that's not based on the goof of the person, what's good for the person, and what's going to be marbek for shamayim, which is what's good for the person, but rather is coming to say, no, it's good for you this, but if where it's coming from is his agenda, so then he's mit Talmid of Shel Bilam. Bilam perfected that you're coming from one place of Gaiva and you're doing something that the Anivis that's coming out is also it's Makar is from Gaiva. Right? If the Eitzah is what's good for me or what will benefit me that you do and I give you an Eitzah based on that, that's me Talmid of Shel Bilam. I have to be very careful in giving other people an Eitzah and in making any decision. All of us have to make decisions in life. It has to be a decision because he is batlis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. Not Chas V'Shalom, Talmid of Shel Bilam, that there's my agenda and everything that I'm doing is all tainted and colored by my agenda. Ciao.